Could any of us find ourselves undocumented? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Most Americans have no sympathy for illegal aliens. They may work hard, they may pay taxes, but so what? Since they don't have the documents, they don't belong. And by golly, if it means citizens have to carry a national ID card, so be it. Well, here's the problem with that. Last week, my bank deactivated my credit card. Somebody had gotten a hold of my number, was trying to buy electronic equipment in London. So the bank and I agreed it had to be canceled. But that meant going cardless for a week. One day, I reflexively put the old card into a gas pump and got the message telling me to see attendant. I felt like an outlaw. I tried to buy something on the internet. Number invalid. I was late for a meeting, found the perfect parking space. The new meters want credit cards. And I realized, without that credit card, as far as the U.S. economy was concerned, I did not exist. By day four, I was waiting at the mailbox, actually hoping for mail from the credit card company. Because without that card, how could I explain to the gas pump, the parking meter, the website, that I'm worth their trust? Plus, I'm a citizen. I can prove it. Or can I? If life changes that much just because you don't have a working credit card, what if you lost your national ID? Or someone steals your ID number and has to be reissued? What happens if we become a country where your freedom depends on a piece of plastic? The only thing worse is forgetting your cell phone and having to search for a payphone. You feel like a drug dealer then. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.